Now, an individual probably could get along all right and probably would never use an engram bank if it weren't for the third dynamic. Trying to withhold. Trying to get along. Trying to understand. Trying to negotiate this stormy sea called social or human relations. You'd probably get along all right. But he's up against an understandingness more or less comparable to his own, and actually on the third dynamic, many understandingnesses comparable to his own, and the interrelationship and interlock of these various dynamics are all of them additive into a problem, the complexity of which defies all computation. Now, you could say the ingredient of trying to make everybody happy is the root of all evil. It's a rather pathetic thing, by the way, that when you get misbehavior on the second dynamic in the marriage, where the husband is getting angry at the wife and the wife's getting angry at the husband and so on, that it's actually all tangled up from one source. They're trying to make each other happy. And they're trying to live on that dynamic with a deleted first. If you inquire into why somebody got mad in life, it's an interesting commentary on man, commentary on his decency, his validity, his sincerity. He was trying to do something for somebody, and they didn't understand and didn't accept it. His answer to that is to get mad at the person he was trying to help. That's a second reaction. Misemotion is always secondary to primary emotion. Upset is always secondary to order. Chaos is always secondary to order. The first postulate is order. The second postulate is chaos. So, person falls very easily into this pattern. Next time somebody's mad as the devil at you, you can't seem to put your finger on it, be an auditor for a few minutes and try to find out something. What was that person trying to do? What was that person trying to do for you? You know, you nearly always find out they're trying to do something which has been dismayed and kicked in the head. It's quite amazing. It takes a lot of fast communication, very quick understanding to follow one of these things down because the impulses go by rather rapidly. Wife's out late, comes home, gets dinner late. Husband comes in, says, "What's dinner late for?" He's not mad. He just wants to know. She gets mad at him. She snaps at him. Why was dinner late? She was probably out trying to find something that he liked, and she couldn't find it. And this upset her because she couldn't buy this thing and deliver it up. And dinner got late, too. And a kind action on her part has been dismayed. Of course, logically, she should then get mad at him. Basically, he's the cause of it, isn't he? And you just get a deteriorated cause, that's all. But the primary impulse is generally, I think you could look for a very long time without finding that the primary impulse was kindness. An effort to help, an impulse to assist. And misemotion, upset, destructive considerations and actions pursue from the refusal of something to be helped. Now, a crude example of it is a fellow fixes a clock, tries to fix a clock. Didn't work. So he takes it apart, puts it back together again, fixes it again. It didn't work. So So he takes it apart, and he fixes it again, and it doesn't run. Well, that's how that scar got on the wall.